Welcome to the PC Speaking Podcast series, Through the Bible in a Year, where we come together for daily reading and reflection as we journey through the scriptures. Let's dive into today's episode with Pastor Chris Miller. January, faithful in the storm.
Hello and welcome to day number 111 of our Through the Bible in a Year reading program, a production of the PC Speaking Podcast. Today is the day of the week when we get into Psalms and Proverbs. I always enjoy the days when we get into Psalms and Proverbs. We're going to be reading Psalm 45 through 47 today, and Proverbs chapter 12, verses 1 through 9. Psalm 45 is a wedding song, possibly celebrating the marriage of a king, and sometimes is interpreted as a messianic psalm pointing to Jesus, the ultimate king. Psalm 46 celebrates God's protection and strength, famously declaring God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Pretty familiar passage of scripture there. Psalm 47 is a song of praise and victory, proclaiming God's supremacy and his rule over the earth. And it invites all people to acknowledge God's kingship with joy and singing. And Proverbs 12 is where we're going to be today in the book of Proverbs, verses 1 through 9. As always, a lot of wisdom in Proverbs, offers us wisdom on righteousness, discipline, the value of hard work versus laziness. Some key themes include the value of correction, the stability of righteousness, and the impact of truthful versus deceitful speech. Boy, if you could just work those three things out in your life, you'd be a step ahead of everything, wouldn't you? Well, let's go to our reading today. We're going to start in Psalm 45, verse 1. My heart overflows with a noble theme. I recite my verses for the king. My tongue is like the pen of a skillful writer. You are the most excellent of the sons of men. Grace has anointed your lips. Therefore, God has blessed you forever. Strap your sword on your thigh, O mighty one, in your splendor and your majesty. In your majesty, ride on victoriously on behalf of truth, humility, and righteousness. Let your right hand display awesome deeds. Your arrows are sharp. The nations fall under you with arrows in the heart of the king's enemies. Your throne, God, is forever and ever. A scepter of equity is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your fellows. All your garments smell like myrrh, aloes, and cassia. Out of ivory palaces, stringed instruments have made you glad. King's daughters are amongst your honorable women. At your right hand, the queen stands in gold of Ophir. Listen, daughter, consider and turn your ear, forget your own people and also your father's house. So the king will desire your beauty. Honor him, for he is your lord. The daughter of Tyre comes with a gift. The rich amongst the people entreat your favor. The princess inside is all glorious. Her clothing is interwoven with gold. She shall be led to the king in embroidered work. The virgins, her companions who follow her, shall be brought to you. With gladness and rejoicing, they shall be led. They shall enter into the king's palace. Your sons will take the place of your fathers. You shall make them princes in all the earth. I will make your name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore, the peoples shall give you thanks forever and ever. Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we won't be afraid, though the earth changes, though the mountains are shaken into the hearts of the seas, though its waters roar and are troubled, though the mountains tremble with swelling. There is a river, the streams of which make the city of God glad, the holy place of the tents of the Most High. God is within her. She shall not be moved. God will help her at dawn. The nations raged, the kingdoms were moved. He lifted his voice, and the earth melted. The Lord of armies is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come see the Lord's works, what desolations he has made in the earth. He makes wars to cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of armies is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Psalm 47. Oh, clap your hands, all you nations. Shout to God with a voice of triumph, For the Lord Most High is awesome. He is a great king over all the earth. He subdues nations under us and peoples under our feet. He chooses our inheritance for us, the glory of Jacob, whom he loved. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the shout of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with understanding. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. The princes of the peoples are gathered together. The people of the God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted. Over to Proverbs chapter 12, verses 1 through 9. Whoever loves correction loves knowledge, but he who hates reproof is stupid. A good man shall obtain favor from the Lord, but he will condemn a man of wicked plans. A man shall not be established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous shall not be moved. A worthy woman is the crown of her husband, but a disgraceful wife is as rottenness in his bones. The thoughts of the righteous are just, but the advice of the wicked is deceitful. The word of the wicked are about lying wait for blood, but the speech of the upright rescues them. The wicked are overthrown and are no more, but the house of the righteous shall stand. A woman shall be commended according to his wisdom, but he who has warped mind shall be despised. Better is he who is little known and has a servant than he who honors himself and lacks bread. Well, that's our Bible reading for today from the Psalms and Proverbs. A couple devotional thoughts. In what ways have you experienced God as your refuge and strength? And how does the "be still" command resonate with you daily? That "be still" is kind of difficult for us sometimes, isn't it? Reflect on the importance of accepting correction, as mentioned in Proverbs chapter 12, verse 1. How can you cultivate a more receptive attitude towards discipline and growth? That's a difficult one to accept correction. And if you would like to take your study a little further today, here's an idea for doing that. Investigate the characteristics of the righteous as depicted in Proverbs, focusing on their practical application in contemporary Christian living. Well, that's our reading for today, and I look forward to speaking with you again tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us today on the PC Speaking Podcast. Tune in tomorrow for another episode of Through the Bible in a Year. If you have found this helpful, please follow the podcast and share it with a friend. It is our hope and prayer that every episode helps enrich your relationship with God and His Word. Even if the drums stop.